Whoa. Why y'all so happy?
You don't know. Charvette Mitchell is on the radio.
It's time to get motivated,
excited,
and influenced.
Why?
It's the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show, live from Richmond, Virginia.
And now,
here to motivate, excite, and influence you,
Charvette Mitchell.
Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. I am super excited to have you joining us here today on this wonderful Tuesday. That's right, we are here from the capital city of Richmond, Virginia. We're hanging out, you know, those that are here in Richmond, we just had snow on Sunday, and guess what? It's melted, and it's all gone away. Well, a little bit on the grass, but you know what? That is fine by me. That is fine by me. I am excited to have you joining us here. We're here every Tuesday, every single Tuesday at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, bringing you phenomenal shows and wonderful guests. And today is no different at all. Listen, my first guest is hanging out in the virtual studio right now. We're going to be talking to Stanley Porter. That is right. Oh, my goodness. Artist, author, singer, songwriter, known for his unique brand of urban gospel. He's also the founder of 412 Records. His work has been nominated for Stellar and New England Urban Music Awards, and we're going to get to hear from him. And then the second segment of the show, we're going to be talking to some of the cast members from Love Found Me. Yes, that stage play, that production. They're doing the last production of Love Found Me March 17th, and that's going to be happening in Fayetteville, North Carolina. So we're going to chat with two of the actor and actress from this particular production, so you don't want to go anywhere. We're just glad to have you. Oh, you know what? We have to give shout-outs to recent listeners. We're always checking the reports to see where you're listening from. So, of course, big shout-out to those listening from Richmond, Virginia. How you doing? Oh, my goodness. Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Hello. Waterbury, Vermont. We're glad to have you. Bronx, New York. What's going on? Boogie Down Bronx. All right. Garland, North Carolina. Royal Oak, Michigan. Greensboro, North Carolina. Paris, France. Welcome. Melbourne, Canada. Welcome. Beltsville, Maryland. Maryland, Mountain View, California, Bloomingdale, Illinois, and the list goes on. We appreciate you. Those that are hanging out in the chat room, we welcome you. We say hello. Those that are listening on the phone line, those that will be listening from Twitter, Facebook, iTunes, and Zoom, we're glad to have you. All right, so I know you're saying, Charvette, let's get into the first segment. All right, so I'm excited because I'm bringing to the mic right now the first guest, again, Stanley Porter. You know what, artist, author, singer, songwriter, and we just want to know a little bit more about him and share him with our listeners. So without further ado, coming to the mic right now, Mr. Stanley Porter. Welcome to the show, Stanley.
Mic check, 1, 2. Is this thing on?
Yes.
Hey, thank you for having me. It's good to be here. I'm excited. You got all this energy. Can you bottle some of that and ship it to me?
Yeah. You know, I'm going to figure out how to sell it. All right. Well, I'm telling you what, I want our listeners to know a little bit more about you. And, you know, share how music ministry and just how you got introduced to music, how that started for you.
Man, it started for me, I was about 6 or 7 years old when my mom started going to church. And I was just already, you know, at that point, just caught up in what I was seeing, you know, the drummer and the organist, and it just fascinated me at that time. I didn't get, you know, involved right away, but, you know, through time, I used to go home and take the little pencils, sticks, and play on the oatmeal cans once they were over. You know, I was imitating what I saw, but I always had a gift for music. I could play by ear from, you know, since I was really young, and I was on the piano one time playing Sesame Street, you know, sunny day, having a, hey, okay, you know, blah, blah, blah. And they were like, you know what? We don't have an organist. Is that somebody playing the piano? He's on the organ from now on. You know, it was one of those kind of situations. And it was really sink or swim, and God really anointed that gift in my life. And that's how I got started in the music ministry. I do urban gospel, as you mentioned. So I didn't start right away producing gospel music. I was a hip-hop artist, believe it or not, before I gave my gifts totally to God. And so that's where that whole urban thing comes in. But I was rocking the mic, you know, since I was about 12 years old, doing talent shows and all that kind of stuff. And it wasn't until I was about maybe 18 or 19 that I decided to give my gifts fully to God.
Wow. Yeah. And so have you always written your own music, or have you been writing for other people? How did the songwriting piece come about?
Well, as I said before, you know, I was a hip-hop artist, so I was always writing my own lyrics. It's funny. I was a ghostwriter for a couple of people back in the day. And, I mean, they were just local people. They weren't really out there in the industry. I ran into somebody. We met at a funeral recently, and she was like, "Remember those songs you used to write for me?" And she quoted everything from beginning to end. She just started flowing. I said, "Wow." So, yeah, I did, you know, experiment with writing for other people, but that writing that poetry and the spoken word and the hip-hop, that's how I started with the songwriting. But then when I switched from the drum, that was my first instrument I played. I played drums for 13 years. That makes sense, the rhyme, the rhythm. But then I started playing the piano, and I started getting more into the melody, you know, aspect of
music.
So I was already a writer. Now it was time to write with melody in mind, not just rhythm. And that's where I began, you know, around maybe 15, 16 years old, starting to write songs.
Wow, triple threat, as they would say.
Thank you.
And so how was your transition if you were, you know, into hip-hop and you were a hip-hop artist? How did you make that transition to gospel? Did you have a, you know, Damascus Road experience? Did you, like, what had you sell out and say, you know what, I'm going to do all this for God and only, you know, represent his kingdom?
Well, you know, my story is not the story of the guy that was out there, you know, bling-blinging and into all kind of, you know, worldly stuff while he was doing the hip-hop. I was always your socially conscious rapper, you know, the guy who was rapping about the community, you know, playing on with words. And I was an intellectual rapper, and that was my thing, and, you know, keep people live at the party and so forth and so on. And I always, you know, was going to church at the same time, but there was a point in my life where my church going, it began to have more meaning, you know, as I began to surrender more of my life to God. And, and then my song, my storytelling really just reflected what was going on in my spirit. So I don't know if it was, I mean, I guess you could call it a Damascus Road experience, but it wasn't as drastic as Paul. I wasn't out there, you know, going too far to the left, but it was more of a transition as God had, as he became more meaningful in my life. That's when I decided to really write for him,
Phenomenal.
And I write about some of that stuff, Go ahead.
Oh, no. I was just going to say, I see listeners tuning in, and we welcome you to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. We are talking to artist, author, songwriter, musician, Stanley Porter. You can check him out online while you're listening to the show at www.stanleyporter.net. And if you're on Twitter, you can follow him at Porter Stanley on Twitter.
Yeah.
So just wanted to let our listeners know who we are chatting with. So I didn't want to cut off that last thought. Did you want to add more to that?
Oh, I was just saying, in terms of that transition, you know, the transitions I went through in my life, you know, kind of being associated with God and the kingdom of God, that transition from going from that to the meaningful place. I do write about that a bit in my book, and I think it's important that people understand that, you know, just because one goes to church, one, you know, warms a pew in church, doesn't necessarily mean that they're, you know, walking with God. And so for those, you know, I share a lot of stories, and I think those stories will be helpful for people who are striving or trying to reach for that meaningful place in God. There's a lot of people out there, whether they're out there on the street, still on the block, or whether they're, you know, cleaned up with a suit and tie in the corporate world, we're all searching for that meaningful place. And so I write about that transition in the book a little bit.
Outstanding. Searching for that meaningful place. I love it. And your CD project that's available is called Square One.
Square One.
Features hit singles Fortress and Please Don't Run. So what's the flavor of this project, Square One?
Oh, yeah. Square One, it's called Square One. It's kind of a remix project. The Lord was saying, you know, why don't you take some of those songs and some of my industry friends that you wrote a long time ago when you were on, I don't want to say on fire, not like I'm not on fire today, but there was a place I was in, you know, where I was really being inspired. I was in a certain place with God, and I just felt like I needed to re-release certain songs. And that's why it's called Square One, for two reasons. Number one, because these are songs that I published, you know, over 12, 15 years ago. But number two, it's square one because these songs were written at a time where I was kind of real fresh in my pursuit of God, and it took me back. And so I'm just encouraging everybody to revisit square one in their spiritual lives, not to go back to being a baby, but to remember when, like a baby, we yearned for the sincere milk of the Word of God. And so that's what the concept of square one is. It's an urban contemporary gospel album, so there's some hip-hop flavored tracks. There's some soul flavored tracks on there, too. There's some gospel flavorings on there as well. You know, that's what urban contemporary is. It may not be stuff that your choir's going to bump every Sunday in church, but it definitely is, you know, God-centered, Christ-centered, and will uplift you throughout the week. So, yeah, that's the flavor of square one.
All right, and so listeners, you can pick up your copy of Square One, and also you can hear Fortress. It's playing on his main website, so go to www.stanleyporter.net, and there you can find out information and all that good stuff about Square One. And I love, it looks like you have a listener testimonial on the homepage from Melinda Stokes, and it says, listen to Fortress. I love the song, Jeff. What I needed to hear, I'm singing the Lord is on my side. Angels got my back to some of the verses that stuck out. Love it, love it, love it. So big shout out to Melinda Stokes. So again, stanleyporter.net, listeners, you can find out more. So as you just mentioned, you've now also made another transition into writing as far as a book, and you are going to be a new author coming April. And I love the book title. I love it. Every song has a story. Wow. Talk about that.
Yeah, every song has a story. It's kind of what I've been alluding to ever since we started speaking. There are some people who are, my mentor once told me, are product kind of driven. That's what they do in terms of their entrepreneurship. They put things out. But then there are people who are process driven. That's how he described me. He said, you know, lives are changed, people are transfixed when you expose them to your process. How did you get from point A to point B? And so it's not just about, I have a CD, I wrote a song. What's behind the song? What was the process behind it? And that's really where I feel my ministry is sharing that process. That's what the book is about. There are five songs from the album Square One that are the subjects of the chapters in the book. And so the book is part memoir to get a little sense of my life, what was going on in my life when I wrote the songs, and part devotional. So I'll take some biblical stories that line up with some of the things I was learning while I was writing the songs. And so it's been a pleasure and quite a journey just to read the proofs myself as I reflect on my life.
Yeah.
But that's what it's about, trying to take the process that I've been through and share it with the world so that they can be transformed. Yeah, find
wonderful,
that meaningful place. Yeah.
Yes, in a meaningful place. And you know what, I bet it was a little bit easier for you to make this transition to writing a book because you're a songwriter as well. Did you find that they really intertwine and it really helped because you've been writing songs as opposed to someone who doesn't write and just up and said, you know what, I think I'm going to write a book?
Yeah, I think there are some parallels there. I mean, obviously, you're trying to find ways to communicate. First of all, you're taking what's in your heart and you're putting it on paper, and then you're trying to find a way to communicate it to people so they can readily access it. I think with the book, it's a lot deeper because what was happening was I was revisiting a lot of places that I was writing about emotionally, and which was good. It was very therapeutic and very cleansing. I find that to a smaller degree when I'm writing songs, but with the book where you're really exploding and putting your heart out on the page, there's no music. Music is great. It's a different language, but when it's just words, there's something very raw about that.
Yeah.
You know, there's nothing to distract you from the reality of what's on the page. The music is not a distraction. It's an enhancer, but once again, it's almost like the words are the raw materials. And I can't really articulate it the way I want to, but that's what makes that process different. You're sitting with yourself. You're not sitting with an interpretation of yourself. You're not sitting with the strings interpreting you or the keyboard interpreting you, the background vocalist interpretation of you. You're sitting with you when it's a book. It's just all you on that page. And so it was quite a journey for me. I'm glad I went through it, and I look forward to doing it again.
All right. I am telling you, well, I think the title alone is just very profound. So every song has a story. Again, listeners, keep up with Stanley on his website, www.stanleyporter.net, and you can be ready to get the release when it comes out April 12th. Of this year, and you can also read an excerpt from Chapter 2, and you can read an excerpt from Chapter 4 of the book right on his main website, stanleyporter.net, so you can keep up there. You can also pick up your copy of Square One right from that website, or, of course, iTunes. You can go right to iTunes, Stanley Porter, Square One. Well, I am telling you what, we just applaud you. And you know what, listeners, I think you need to give him a big round of applause.
Oh, my gosh.
You need to do.
They love me. They really love me.
They love you. They love you already. Well,
thank
it
you.
Was just great to be able to catch up with you. We're going to keep our eye out on you and just all the great things. Again, listeners, Twitter, I've mentioned him on Twitter. I've posted, tagged him on Facebook, so very easy ways to connect with him. And, again, thank you so much for stopping by the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show.
Thank you, Charvette. God bless you. You really made my night tonight, and I look forward to talking with you again.
Oh, wonderful. Thank you so much.
All right.
All right, listeners, we want you to keep it locked right there. We're going to a quick commercial break. Then we will be back. We will be back because we're going to be talking about the stage play, Love Found Me. Mike Montgomery once lived the American dream, gainfully employed, beautiful home, wonderful loving wife, growing up in a loving family whose faith was unbreakable. That was his source of strength. Mike's faith would one day be shaken after losing the love of his life in an unexpected tragedy. Oh, my goodness, Mike thought he would never love again until he meets Sheila Lawson. Everything about Sheila made him want to love again. Could he risk his heart again? Oh, my goodness, that's the synopsis of Love Found Me. And we're going to be talking to the actor that's portraying the role of Mike Montgomery and the actress portraying the role of Sheila Lawson. We'll be right back after this quick commercial break. Don't you go anywhere.
It's the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. Charvette will be back after this.
Does your church or ministry have a website? Are you a local artist or author that has an established web presence? If you answered no to any of these questions, you're letting countless opportunities pass you by. Hi, I'm Charvette Mitchell. Mitchell Productions was created with your needs in mind. We will provide you with stylish and economical online marketing solutions. From email marketing to your own website, Mitchell Productions caters to ministries, nonprofits, small businesses, and special events. Check out our portfolio at Mitchell-Productions.com. In today's world, a website is not a luxury, it's a necessity. And Mitchell Productions can create your website in a stylish manner at a very economical price. Don't let business, customers, or new congregation members pass you by. Visit Mitchell Productions today at www.Mitchell-Productions.com. Let us showcase your organization to the world.
You can't control everything, but there are some really important things you can control, like keeping your family healthy and safe. Planning for a Healthy Life, a booklet from the American Diabetes Association, has information on everything from nutrition to retirement. To get your free copy, call 1-800-DIABETES or go to diabetes.org/lifeplanner. Order yours today and take control of your life from the American Diabetes Association, because we want everyone to be healthy and happy.
She's here to motivate, excite, and influence you. She's Charvette Mitchell. It's the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show with in-depth interviews from today's leading authors, gospel artists, stars that you want to know about. And now, Charvette Mitchell.
All right, welcome back again to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. Super excited to have all of our listeners tuning in. Every Tuesday, we love you. Thank you so much to those that are hanging out, coming in from Twitter and Facebook and all across the World Wide Web. Of course, if you're not following me on Twitter, I don't know what you're doing, but I need you to go follow me on Twitter, twitter.com/Charvette. And, of course, connect with me on Facebook, as always, facebook.com/Charvette. And, of course, my main website, charvette.com, will give you everything you need. All right, we're going to our second segment because I am delighted to have hanging out in the virtual studio, actress Shamir Truss, and she is starring as Sheila Lawson in the play Love Found Me, and then also actor Jamon Durante, who is the leading character in this wonderful play that's taking place March 17th at 6 p.m. in the Seabrook Auditorium in Fayetteville, North Carolina. Do I have any North Carolina love in the house? I hope so. Listen, I'm going to the mic right now to bring my guests to the mic, and I am glad to have them on air right now. Welcome, 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 Shamir and Jamon. Hello.
Hello.
Hey there. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm doing great. Glad to have you on the show. And do we have Shamir as well on the line?
Hey, Charvette, it's me, Vanessa, filling in a little bit for Shamir. Couldn't make it tonight. So I'm the author. I'm the director of Love Found Me. I'm just glad to be here tonight with you.
Oh, yes, Vanessa, well, we have a treat. Don't we have a treat? We have the mastermind behind it all. So I'm glad to have you. Listen, I wanted to share with our listeners, because this is very special, because this is the last production of this famous, well-sought-after production and play, Love Found Me. So let's talk a little bit. I'm actually going to start with Jamon. How did you get into acting?
Well, I actually don't have much experience in acting. This is going to be a challenge for me, but I've been in singing and all types of things like that for all of my life. I'll be 26 years of age this coming Sunday, and over half of my life I've sung in church and everywhere, churches everywhere, all over America, and I'm a preacher. And so I've been in ministry preaching for 16 years now. So I started when I was 10. So a crowd is no biggie to me. Is what I do. People everywhere have requested. You know, you should sign up for Tyler Perry, or you should, you know, just try out for some play.
Oh.
I think it would be great. And so Miss Vanessa Richardson, who has been so nice, I mean, she's a nice lady. We connected. Actually, she met my aunt, and my aunt told her about me, and we connected, and we went from there. She actually called me about a preaching engagement, and God really put this thing together. He really did.
Wow.
I'm so excited, even though it's going to be a challenge to answer your question. I've played two plays in my life, but those were years ago, and so I don't have much experience in the acting arena, but I'm sure I can tackle the role. Very sure.
Oh, yeah. I totally agree. Singing and preaching definitely prepares you for center stage. So how did you get into character for this main role? Are you doing anything different to help you get into character?
Yes, I'm reviewing my script. I have a very busy schedule, but I've really rearranged my whole schedule to play this part. I've got a couple of engagements. I got to run around a bit, but I have changed. I'm researching detectives. I'm kind of watching movies with detectives, and because my character is a detective, and so I'm just getting in character. You know, just getting my outfits together and the things of that nature.
Wonderful. And so describe, you are playing the role of Mike Montgomery, is that correct?
Yes, I am. Yes, I am.
Great. So describe, what type of person is he? And I gave a little bit in the synopsis, listeners, if you were on the air, but what type of person do you feel he is that you've been able to kind of get into character and rehearse?
Well, actually, I'm still learning about Mike. I'm still learning about Mike because from what I know about Mike so far, he's a person who has been through some hurts and pains, as we all experience, you know, but he's lost his family You know, I just lost some family so I can identify. And he's just going through these flashbacks, and it just the rain and the storms, it just bothers him, you know. But it's crushed his heart. It has really crushed his heart. And so he's learning to love again. He's learning to love again. Didn't believe that he would ever love again, you know, because that's something to really go through. I've never been married, but I'm sure if I lost my family or my wife, I can imagine that would be painful. And so, you know, Mike is going through all of these flashbacks, and Sheila is a breath of fresh air to him. She's a breath of fresh air. And so, I'm learning Mike every day that I have time to pick up my script and do what we do. But that's what I know about Mike so far. Another thing that I need to say about Mike is Mike loves the Lord. He loves the Lord as I do. He's a worshiper. He has some experience in singing in church, and you know, he's a preacher's kid, and so that's pretty much my character. I identify a lot with Mike. A lot.
Okay, good. And that'll definitely, I'm sure, come through and come across on stage.
Yes.
So, and again, listeners, if you're just tuning in, we are talking about the last production of Love Found Me, scheduled for March 17th, 2012, at 6 p.m. at the Seabrook Auditorium in Fayetteville, North Carolina. And we also have hanging out in the virtual studio the mastermind behind this, Vanessa Richardson. Vanessa, let's talk a little bit about kind of the response you've seen from this stage production in the past.
Oh, Chevette, I just want to say that I love you so much, and I'm so appreciative of all you do and what you do. And again, thank you so much for having us on your show.
Oh,
love
you're welcome. Thank you.
What I've seen response from this drama, I don't just connect with anyone. As you know, Tony Grant, he did Tyler Perry's While I Get Married and the Marriage Counselor.
Right.
Actually on tour. So he takes time out of his busy schedule to connect with us on this production. So I knew I had to have someone who can embody that character. And the Lord connected me with Brother Jamon, as you saw. And he is a triple threat, ladies. Let me tell you why. Because he's heavily anointed, young man of God. And so that he sings, and not only that, he can play the keyboard. So he's a triple threat, okay?
All right.
So, and he embodies Mike. He is a detective, but Mike goes through this loss, this suffering. And the most important part of this production is Sheila Lawson. She is an abuse counselor. And she reaches out to women. She's hurt, and she tries to overcompensate because of the loss in her life. So she loses herself and her job. So Mike's come. He's healed, but she's in the healing process. It's something when healing meets hurt. So they meet together, and God just explosive. I mean, it's a dynamic feel because Mike can sing and he can act. And women want to be loved. Women want to be nurtured also. And you see all this in this drama. So, Chevette, this is the last show that we have. But at the ending, I was going to have it in December, but women came to me to email me, tears streaking down their face. My husband saw himself in this character, the abusive one, my wife, with the other one, Lance. And can you please bring it here to this environment? Can you please? I'm like, I can't bring it. Please email me. I said, okay, I'm going to do it in January. I'm in March, and that's it. I'm putting this baby to bed. So, I get a lot of response from women saying about the healing process that's inside this drama. There's a lot of healing taking place and a lot of hurt that was in the past. And only to get to the present, you got to let the past go.
Yeah. And, you know, for both of you, to answer this question, how powerful is it when men get healed? You know, isn't that, and I'd like for both of you really to give a response, isn't it something incredibly powerful when, you know, men can grasp healing for whatever has hurt them, you know, in the past? Women, we're more vocal, I think, and so we openly, you know, share our hurts and our pains and all of that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But what do you all say that really this play brings out, and then just in general, the power of a man really getting healed? What do you say to that?
Well,
Vanessa.
Thank you.
You can go first if you want, Vanessa.
Thank you so much, Jamon. like you said, women are more vocal with their hurt. Men tend to keep things on the inside. When you come to this drama, you'll see a dialogue, a soliloquy, just Mike talking to God himself, being verbal. Chevette, he gets ugly with it. I mean, he gets the ugly part. He just begins to scream on the outside, God help me. Because there'll be a point in your life where you just got to get ugly, especially when healing will take place. And when I was writing that scene, I literally got chilled. And there's a part where he looks down and he sees shoes. His shoes is muddy. And I took that metaphor as somebody walking. Somebody walking through pain and hurt and all that. And once he cried out to God verbally, he went to the bathroom and he washed the shoes off. And the mud began to fall down in the toilet, in the sink. And he took the shoes back and he put it back, not under the bed, but where he can see it, next to the bed. He was cleansed and he was purged. So when a man will let go, it's just the process, healing process is similar but not the same. It's all about confessing, really unleashing and letting it go. No, they're not verbal like women are, but it's another way of releasing. And that you can release it on the inside. And that's what Mike did. He released it on the inside. And when you're hurting so bad, you can't help but to scream out. Sometimes you can't hold it, which is what he did. It just released itself. And when you want to release it, it will be released.
All right. Jamon, your response.
I say that when a man releases, you know it takes the power of God. You know, like you said, women are more vocal, but Mike really experiences the presence of God in this production. You know, you'll see it. It really expresses the power of God when a man releases, when a man cries, when a man, you know, expresses his emotion, and that's what I'd say about a man. You know, it takes the power of God. That is one way that the power of God is really revealed, when you see a man cry or when you see, you know, a man running after God. That in itself is powerful. That's powerful.
Yeah.
And so, you know, and I'm excited about playing the part. I just really am. I'm excited about playing the part because in times when there's so much going on, we need our brothers. We need our brothers in Christ. We need them to heal because we need them healed. We need them standing strong as men of God, you know, because they are the covering and they are, you know, who God, we're the head. And so, you know, we got to be healed. And so that's why personally I keep my mentors around. I talk with my pastors and my bishops. I talk with whoever I need to talk to stay healed, because I realize that I'm covering somebody as a man. You know, my family may be going through divorce. If my father's not there, I'm going to cover my mother. You know, I'm going to cover my sisters who have baby daddies and all kind of stuff, drama. I'm not to anybody's business, but if anybody slip up who is supposed to be a man, there needs to be a man in place. And so that's what I've learned here, you know. That's what I've learned here.
Oh, that's good. That's good. That's good. And it's such such a domino effect. It's such a domino effect when men get healing, and it impacts, like you said, anybody that they're covering, girlfriends, sister girlfriends, mama's daughter, whatever. It's such an impact. So, again, listeners, we're talking about the stage production, Love Found Me, taking place March 17th, 6 p.m. in Fayetteville, North Carolina. And we have on the line with us, woohoo, North Carolina! We have on the line with us the leading actor that's playing the leading role, the leading character, and detective, Jamon Durante. Am I saying that right?
My last name is pronounced Durant.
Durant. Okay, great. And then, of course, the mastermind, Vanessa Richardson, that's hanging out. Now, how can people purchase tickets?
I'm glad you asked that. They can go online and purchase tickets at lovefoundmeinspirational.eventbrite.com. That's lovefoundmeinspirational.eventbrite.com.
Great. And then how can listeners connect with you in particular? Because you're an author and you do a whole bunch of other stuff too.
Oh, yes. I'm busy. Praise God. Busy good. Busy good for the Lord. They can connect with me on www.authorvanessarichardson.com. That's www.authorvanessarichardson.com. Or they can follow me on Twitter at Ness Richardson.
All right. And, Jamon, what about you? How can they connect with you?
Well, they can connect with me via Facebook. My website and things are down right now. We're actually reconstructing some websites and we're getting them together. But you can connect me on Facebook. My name is spelled J-E-M-O-N-E Durant. It should pop up. And on Twitter, at Jamon, J-E-M-O-N-E. You can also call my mobile office. It's 910-354-4152. Again, that's 910-354-4152. And we hope to see you on the 17th. God knows.
Yes. North Carolina, represent. And so, Vanessa, what else is on tap? What do you have that you're going to be working on after this?
Oh, so much. Thank you for allowing me the opportunity to share with your listening audience. I love doing what I do. Sometimes God will give you an assignment. You're going to be like, God, you sure you want me to do this? Oh, God. But I got one coming up in Who's Loving You. That's going to be in December. And hopefully Tony Grant and Trisha Mann, they'll be able to reprise their role, taking it to another level. Also, I got my second, my inspirational novel coming out, Love Lifted Me. So we got a lot taking place, revival, conferences. I got a radio show, Blog Talk Radio Show also, as you know, www.blogtalkradio.com/thecertainones, all right? I can't fill the shoe like Charvette. She make it do what it do, ladies and gents. But I try to do what I can do.
All right, you do good. Well, listen, I'm glad that we had an opportunity to spotlight this event, and we just wish you much more success. I know y'all have rehearsals and interviews and all that good stuff, and so we're glad that we had an opportunity to just chat with you about this and wish you much success.
Thank you so much, David. I really appreciate it.
You are quite welcome. Thank you for stopping by the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. All right, listeners, we're going to a quick music break with Reggie James Pace. This is called The Good Life. I like this right here, Reggie James Pace. Check it out.
Never worry about a thing.
The Good Life, Reggie James Pate. I love that. I love that. I love all of his music. Check him out. He's on Reverb Nation. He's on Twitter. He's on Facebook. Just check him out. iTunes, all those great places. Amazon.com. Again, Reggie James Pate. Love him, love him, love him. Thank you so much for all those that are checking us out, hanging out, just chilling out. You may be cooking dinner. You may be just chilling, listening to the show. We appreciate you. Big shout out to Nicole Cleveland with Breathe Again Magazine, Breathe Again, the radio show. We thank her for her support and for checking us out as well. Those that are on the phone lines, we say hello. Thank you so much for checking us out here on the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. Of course, Charvette.com is a great place to go check out past interviews to see what's coming up and all that good stuff. So make sure you check out Charvette.com. And, of course, if you're in need of a website, if your church doesn't have a website, if you're a new author that does not have a website, an artist, a coach, anyone like that that's in business, small business, starting out, and you don't have web presence, you need a website, definitely check out our sponsors, Mitchell Productions, LLC, Web Design Services, and you can find out more information at www.mitchell-productions.com. Again, that's www.mitchell-productions.com, or you can go to charvette.com, and there's a link to Web Design Services there. You can check it out. Also, a big shout-out to a product spotlight. I have been using a product called Hair Food, and I absolutely love it. It's by a company called Maintain Beauty, and it's Maine as in M-A-N-E-T-A-N-E, MaintainBeauty.com. They have a hair food, so it's great if you have natural hair or if you have relaxed hair, and it's just really, really good. So I check them out. They're always retweeting us, so follow them on Twitter as well at MaintainBeauty on Twitter, and then, of course, their main website, MaintainBeauty.com, and again, that's MaintainBeauty.com. Great supporters of the show. We appreciate them. So, hey, we celebrate those that celebrate us. How about that? How about that? All right. I also want to let you know, those that are in the capital city of Richmond, Virginia, there is a wonderful event that's going to be starting. It's called the Big Idea Challenge. The Big Idea Challenge, and you can go to www.bigideachallenge.org. There is a kickoff on March 15th at the Virginia Museum of Fine Arts. They're going to have great shirts and all kind of stuff. But basically, they're looking for community leaders, recruiting people to get involved with this. This goes to support community idea stations, so like your PBSs, PBS station, they're doing this, and it's cool if you think you're a brainiac, if you think you're smart and all that good stuff. They have a fundraising benefit that they're doing, the Community Idea Station, and that's basically your source for NPR and PBS and public broadcast, and not to mention other great local shows that are held here in Central Virginia. But they have some really cool stuff that they're putting together that they are doing a fundraiser. So it's really like kind of brainy stuff, like do you have a big brain? Let's see which team has the biggest brain. And they're putting together a challenge, puzzles, adventures, and all this good stuff. So it's called the Big Idea Challenge. You can check out information online about that. Again, the kickoff will be on at the Virginia Museum of Fine Arts on March 15th. If you need more information, just hit me up, charvette.com. I'll be glad to email you what I have. And then also you can, again, just go to bigideachallenge.org to find out more information. Big shout out to Amy Kim, who is there, and she is doing a lot of great things with PBS and all that good stuff. So big shout out to her. Well, guess what? That is going to wrap up another edition of the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. We, again, are super excited to have you and those that joined us. We're glad you did, and we're just excited and want you to check us out next week, okay? We'll talk to you later. Peace and love.
Live from Richmond, Virginia, you've been listening to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. Catch Charvette Mitchell every Tuesday at 6 p.m. interviewing all the stars you want to hear from. So until next week, stay motivated, excited, and influenced. This is the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show.